Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Ooh, it's kind of feels hot.
You feel hot?
Yeah, it's pretty warm.
Yeah, I think we're all going to die. I think this is it. The world's being destroyed.
What?
Yep, this is it. End of the world. The apocalypse. Armageddon. I'd say we have, 3 weeks left to turn this thing around. Worst part is it's all your fault. I can't believe you've done this.
What, how is this my fault?
Well, you produce carbon dioxide, and there's way too much of that stuff.
Too much? How much is there? How much is too much?
Look, I don't even know. I'm not here to understand vague pseudoscientific talking points. I'm here to enforce insane restrictions on the basis of those talking points.
Restrictions?
Yeah, you know, like carbon credits and no gas stove and you have to eat bugs and live in a tiny box like a bug and interbloodline, you know, no children or anything like a bug.
Okay, that is insane, yeah.
Well, it's a crisis, a climate crisis, so we don't have time to think about this stuff. We're saving the Earth.
From what?
Well, from people.
Yeah.
Like other people. Not like you and me, but like, you know, people. Humans.
So you want to eliminate humans?
Well, it's not quite that simple.
Yeah, I feel like that should be a hard no.
Well, no. See, it's math. We have this equation, and we're trying to get this number down to zero.
And one of those variables is people.
Yeah, that's right. We're trying to reach zero by multiplying these non-zero numbers by whatever the value of people is. We call it net zero.
Okay, because people produce carbon dioxide by existing.
Right, so it's all about switching energy production to carbon-neutral sources.
All right.
And also not breathing or eating.
I'm sorry, what?
Great news. We're making big progress. The oldest and largest power plant in all of England just went 24 hours totally carbon-neutral. They didn't burn a single ounce of coal all day.
What did they burn instead?
Biomass.
What is biomass?
Trees. Big, beautiful trees from across the ocean. See, we cut them down in British Columbia, ship them across the Atlantic, and burn them for fuel.
Wait, so just because you don't burn coal, you're calling that zero emission?
Well, the banks do, yeah.
The banks?
Yeah, the bank. The bankers, the international bankers, they're in charge of all of this because they're so selfless and caring.
Okay, and they're making us give up combustion fuel.
Well, not totally, just like natural gas and coal and stuff like that.
Yeah, but not trees.
No, not trees. Trees are fine.
All right, that's crazy. Isn't there any other power generator source? Like, what about windmills?
Oh, yeah, windmills are great. Yeah, after like 18 years, they're carbon neutral for a couple years. Plus, when they freeze, you can just keep them spinning with the diesel engine. Also, they kill a ton of eagles.
Is that a good thing?
I guess not, but we're saving the Earth here. You can't make omelets without breaking a few eggs, and you can't build windmills without killing a ton of eagles and whales and chopping down 2 million trees in Scotland.
Okay, wait, so you're burning trees for fuel, but you're also cutting down entire forests to make fields to build windmills?
That's right, and also we're just chopping down trees and straight up burying them in the ground. It's a new initiative.
I hate trees.
Don't trees, like, absorb carbon dioxide? No, that's what my giant vacuum machine is for. It's huge.
Okay, this is getting weird.
Windmills.
Windmills work, though.
Yeah, windmills work great, unless there's, you know, too much wind.
Okay, what about solar panels?
Solar panels also fantastic, unless there's, you know, too much sun.
All right, what about nuclear energy?
No.
All right, well, what about cars? I mean, cars run on gasoline, so what about them?
Actually, every car is going to be electric from now on.
Can the power grid handle that, every car being electric?
No.
So, I don't get it. How are people going to drive?
How are you going to drive when you don't own a car?
What do you mean, I won't own a car? I mean, how will I get anywhere?
Well, it's easy. Everybody will share a small amount of cars. You'll have an app like Uber where you can request a ride and also apply for a transit permit to leave the 15-minute perimeter.
What 15-minute perimeter?
Yeah, the one I'm going to put around you, it's called an ultra-low emission zone. It's a core aspect of the sustainability development goals. It's where you can't leave your neighborhood and don't own a car and never fly and can't eat meat.
Look, you're never going to get these laws passed.
No, they'll pass, just not through law. No, I'm just going to sort of do it. See, I don't have to pass a law to make beef illegal. I'll just buy the cattle farms and shut them down. See, I control the market with my incredible wealth.
You control the market?
That's right.
So are you the one that offshored all of our manufacturing to China?
Yeah, that was me.
Maybe China, where there's no environmental controls at all, the number one polluter on Earth?
No. No, that can't be right.
No way, that would be
That would be crazy.
Watch the full video right now at fan.video.
Unless you've been living under a rock, you've heard how amazing turmeric is for inflammation for your joints, your bones, your blood, your organs, your mind, everything. Well, we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with 95% curcuminoid extract. No one that we know of has it even above 85%. This is the strongest formula on the market, and it's way lower price than some of the top brands out there that are 75%, 80% curcuminoid. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is amazing. You're missing out if you don't try it. It's discounted right now, 40% off InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win. You owe it to yourself to try Body's. I know you'll be amazed. Get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Body's 95% curcuminoid extract will absolutely blow you away. All you got to do is try it. Get yours now, InfoWarsStore.com.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I am Chase Geiser, your host. Just very briefly this morning, joined by one and only Harrison Smith, one of our favorites here at InfoWars. Alex Jones is going to be taking over the broadcast any minute. I'm told that half past the hour he's going to be on the air. So we are filling in for him. It's an awesome opportunity to be on the Alex Jones Show with this distinguished audience of info warriors everywhere. So don't be discouraged. The man himself will be in the studio any minute. He's fighting the info war on another front right now. Harrison, how are you doing, man?
Oh, just terrible, Chase. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, it's
everything's
funny.
Everything's awful.
Right before the show, I was like, hey, how was your show this morning? He's like, oh, the whole world's falling apart. They're abducting people's children in the name of this trans ideology. And, you know, yeah. It is easy to get black-pilled. Do you feel, would you consider yourself a black-pilled person, or do you maintain optimism?
You know, it's a constant struggle. I maintain here's how I maintain optimism. When people ask, like, are we screwed, you know, is it hopeless, I'm always like, well, I'm not hopeless. I'm not, you know, my cause isn't lost. My family will survive. I've got my storable food. I've got my way. No matter what happens with the rest of the world, I'm good. My family's good. There's a lot of hope in that. But it feels like we're, you know, I understand we're fighting against the momentum of a society that's been on the wrong path and headed in the wrong direction for literally decades. So part of me is like, you know, imagining a cruise ship. We're trying to use a little tugboat to change the trajectory of a cruise ship. It's not going to happen instantly. It's going to be a long process. It's a lot of momentum we're dealing with here. So it's okay that we don't have victory right now. The cruise ship can be changed. The course can be altered. Each new advancement is something to be celebrated. But then I look and I realize that the shoals are half a mile away. And if we don't change the ship now, if we don't change the direction right now, as fast as humanly possible, then we're not going to make it. So I don't know. I don't know. You know, we've got this story. Attorney General Ken Paxton sues to end NGOs operations in Texas after discovering potential efforts to facilitate illegal immigration. Again, half of me is like, heck yeah, this is what needs to happen. The NGOs are organizing this. They're funding this. They're breaking the law. They need to be held to account. Thank goodness Attorney General Ken Paxton survived his impeachment and is able to carry this off. But then there's always that other part of me that's like, oh, you're going after one? What about the other thousands? Are you going after the UN too? It's like any piece of good news, I'm just unsatisfied. There's so much that has to be done. Such extreme measures are going to have to be taken to get us back on the right track in enough time to rescue this country and not just have to like rebuild from scratch when everything falls apart. I don't know if that answers your question. I'm not black-pilled or white-pilled. I'm just trying to appreciate the good things and still, you know, spread awareness of the bad things. And that was my big takeaway from the show today, was just what is it going to take? How much has to happen when they're taking children away from their parents after indoctrinating the kids into transgenderism at schools? How is everybody not awake? How's everybody not aware this is happening? So I honestly don't know at this point.
When I think about the philosophy of inevitable entropy,
obviously this is a terrifying notion. Like, is this civilization going to collapse just like every other civilization throughout history? And nobody wants to deal with worrying about whether their kids are going to starve in some post-apocalyptic world. Nobody wants to deal with the violence and rape and murder and just disorder that would ensue with the collapse of the dollar, for example. And those are certainly things to worry about and very real threats, if not likely threats, in my opinion. But what irks me the most, and I think this is sort of my driving force, is I don't want to arrive at that environment or that place in our history thinking to myself on top of that, that I didn't do enough to prevent it. At least there's some sort of a conscience being clear that I'll have. Like, hey, I fought. I said, right? That sort of vindication. What's intolerable to me is the notion that we would arrive at a place like that, and I can't imagine being someone who didn't do anything and just let it happen. How do you think people are going to feel psychologically in the event that we do have a collapse? Do you think they're actually going to hold themselves accountable for letting it happen, or is everyone just going to sort of displace the blame?
Everyone does displace the blame. Now, I don't think there's going to be a collapse in the traditional sense, unless we go to war with China and they, you know, shut down our infrastructure, which they've proven to be capable of doing, and are also, by the way, sending tens of thousands of operatives into our country to await orders as we speak. So maybe there will be a collapse. I don't totally disregard the notion, but I see what is much more likely is a South African path that we're going down, where things just progressively and incrementally get worse and worse and worse until eventually the lights can't turn on and people are drinking sewage and it's just nothing works. And so there's no collapse in the sense of today everything works, tomorrow there's no internet and everybody's insane. I think it's going to be decades from now, we're going to look around in this country that was once functional and for the most part not totally corrupted. It's going to look like any other third world country.
You know, it's crazy. When I was at the border with the crew, I was talking to Tim Enloe, who was on the air with Alex Jones during some of our reports. And he mentioned one of the alarming things about the Chinese nationals that are coming into the United States was, you see them lined up coming into the United States, and they're all standing at parade rest. He's like, what kind of illegal migrant or just random civilian stands at parade rest while waiting in line to invade a country? This is not just some...
With their roller backpacks, too. That's the funny part to me.
It's not just civilians. It's formerly military, former military operatives, whether they're from China or other countries. These people have been involved in conflicts, and they are trained soldiers.
Yeah, and they clearly were dropped off there, right? That's always the shocking thing to me, is they have like a $300 roller backpack and they're wearing like galoshes and they're like on their phone and it looks like somebody waiting in a line at an airport in America, but they're refugee and asylum seekers. No, they've been dropped off. And why wouldn't the Chinese? I mean, imagine being the Chinese government right now and going, wait, our number one geopolitical enemy is America, and we can just send 10,000 people a month there and they can just disappear into America and America doesn't even track them or like, this is such an opportunity for them, which is being provided on purpose by the people that planned the destruction of the United States in the next world war.
Yeah. Well, and I think one of the differences, just to sort of frame it in a different way, is when our great grandfathers or our great, 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 great grandfathers, in your case, came to the United States, they came with their entire family on a boat.
Right.
And when our grandfathers stormed the beach at Normandy, they went by themselves. So the difference between an invasion and immigration is when you immigrate, you bring your family with you to start a new life in a new country. But when you do an invasion, you leave your family safely at home and you participate in the invasion as just the solo 18 to 34 year old military aged male. And I am alarmed just seeing all of the young men,
of course,
without their families. There's the parade rest clip popping into our country. It seems very, very suspicious, to say the least.
Of course. I mean, it is a full-fledged designed invasion. It could not be more obvious. And it's another thing where it's just like, okay, when do you stop being fooled by this? When do you realize that asylum or refugee status does not apply to any of these people? I can understand. You go, okay, yeah, we take asylum seekers and refugees, and a couple thousand show up, and you go, don't worry, we're America. We don't persecute people for their, well, we used to not persecute people for their beliefs. Come on in. And then like 10,000 show up, and then 100,000. And we've got 10 million a year crossing. At a certain point, you should go, okay, hold on. I don't believe all of you people are refugees. You're taking advantage of this system, and you shouldn't be allowed to take advantage of a system. That's not like a controversial belief, but So, I don't know, 100 million people a year. It's not like there's any, you know, I mean, there's a billion Chinese people. There's no shortage of people that could come across. There's nothing to say that this ends at a certain point other than us ending it. The flow will never stop. It will continue indefinitely until we decide to stop it. And the people that are in charge have decided to encourage it at every opportunity.
Speaking of political persecution, I want to talk a little bit about Julian Assange, because I sort of became politically active right after January 6th, 2021. So I saw what happened on January 6th, and after days of seeing how it was covered, how politicians were responding to it, I was so miffed, to say the least, about the mischaracterization of what happened. First, I thought it was just an example of a fluke number of protesters getting carried away, getting rowdy, and actually breaking the law. And then it came out with the Ray Epps stuff and some of the great reporting from Darren Beatty and others that this was actually seemingly a PSYOP, an instance of entrapment where there were a lot of feds operating within the crowd and getting this to happen.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If he is extradited to the United States, well, I shouldn't say because this is just something I saw. I didn't actually confirm it, but the rumor is that he basically was like, "I'd rather kill myself than go to the United States." So, that's a pity, but again, that's just a rumor. Yeah. I probably shouldn't spread that. But
well, it's crazy because what's happening to Assange seems to be exactly what would have happened to Edward Snowden.
Exactly.
Had Edward Snowden been caught, and then we have this irony on top of it all that Edward Snowden is seeking asylum from the United States in Moscow while the Kremlin is being accused of this Navalny assassination or death,
yeah,
lack of a better term. What's going on with the hypocrisy there? Ukraine's killing our journalists. Moscow is actually giving asylum to genuine asylum seekers, yet we're sort of advocating that we have moral superiority as a nation, despite the fact that we've committed every crime that we accuse Russia of. What's going on?
Yeah, no, it's beyond hypocrisy. I mean, you know, what I say on my show all the time is you can actually have positive hypocrisy. If I smoke but tell you not to smoke,
right,
I'm being a hypocrite, but it's good advice still. It's actually still correct. What's going on here is beyond hypocrisy. It's deception at its core. And it's just, you know, when you've got Biden and everybody going up and shedding crocodile tears for Alexei Navalny, and while simultaneously trying to extradite and kill Julian Assange, these people don't believe anything. They don't, you know, none of this is valid or real. It's all just pure and simple power politics and sending a message to anybody else that might want to be a whistleblower or a journalist and publish classified documents that you'll get the Julian Assange treatment, just like they say you would in Russia. But no, it's pitiful and despicable, and yet another thing that I'm surprised more Americans aren't aware of and outraged by the treatment of Julian Assange.
I just want to take a minute to remind the audience that Alex Jones will be hosting the show later on in the hour. So we are just filling in while he is fighting the info war on another front, but he will be in the studio, so stick with us, folks. And on that note, I want to dive in even deeper on this Russia, Ukraine, United States dynamic that's playing out.
Yeah.
Obviously, anytime you point out any hypocrisy or you criticize the United States or Ukraine in any way, you're immediately criticized, especially on Twitter, for being a Putin shill, somebody who actually just adores Putin or loves Putin. I just want to explicitly ask you in an intentionally sort of ambiguous way, what do you think of Vladimir Putin?
Vladimir Putin is can answer like Trump. He's a very smart guy. He's a very smart guy.
Killer. They're all killers.
He's a killer. You don't get to where you get, you know. Now, so, I mean, what happened was after the USSR fell and stopped being communist, it was for several years really just the playground of oligarchs who had been in power already under communism, under capitalism. They, if anything, expanded their exploitation. And as far as I can understand it, I'm no historian, but Putin really represented sort of the end of that. He did a lot to bring the living conditions of Russians, bring their standards up. Like, I mean, it sounds, this wasn't that long ago. It sounds like forever ago, but like the idea of Russians having malls and, you know, washing machines and this sort of stuff. I mean, they didn't have that under communism. They didn't have it under the oligarchs, and Putin really stopped the oligarchical exploitation, and this was in the late 90s, right?
Yeah. He was president for a period of time in the early 2000s during the Bush administration. I believe he retired and then came back.
Right, but he's always sort of been a power player, and that's why a lot of people sort of refer to him as like a new czar, because he's not actually appointed to his position for life, like somebody like Xi Jinping in China, but he basically has total domination of the Russian political system at this point. And, you know, I talked today, I did a very long segment breaking down Jon Stewart on The Daily Show, and he basically dedicated a whole show to insulting Tucker Carlson for going to Russia to talk to Vladimir Putin. And
yeah, he's going to Congress to talk to Congress, which is
Jon Stewart.
Yeah, which is responsible for some of the greatest war crimes.
Right. Yeah, very true. But his whole thing was he was like, well, it was communism versus capitalism, you know, back in the day, and now the new divide is woke and unwoke. But my interpretation of that is during the Cold War, American men weren't putting their lives on the line for an economic system. They were putting their lives on the line to promote the American way, which was Christianity, freedom of thought, against an atheistic, despotic control system that was communism. And that divide, in many ways, is still the divide we're dealing with. So, you know, what America has become is, if you want to, you know, people call it woke, but it's a form of race communism that infests all of our institutions. And Russia, whether legitimately or not, portrays itself as Christian and upholding orthodoxy and Christian values and standing up against the woke communistic deconstructionism that America is suffering under. So it's sort of odd because it's sort of the same Cold War dynamics, except the positions are switched. Mm-hmm. They're now fighting for Christianity. I mean, you know, we put In God We Trust on our money in the 1950s. The Pledge of Allegiance didn't have the words under God until the 1950s. It was by putting God into these things, it was a signal that this differentiates us from the communists. We believe in God. We are Christian to oppose the atheistic communism of Soviet Russia. And so if the divide is actually a form of communism versus Christianity, then those positions have flipped. America is now pushing a form of communism around the world and to our own people, and Russia seems to embody a Christian ideal that we've lost.
Well, it's crazy because this goes all the way back to John Locke's Second Treatise of Government. Had to read it in college. It's like 80 pages. If you're interested in politics or political philosophy at all, it's an absolute must read. If you're not interested in those things, then you're going to find it very dry.
Right.
Right. But the whole idea of private property rights and how everything we create with our own body, which is given to us by God, is also our property because we produced it with our own will by activating our body in the world.
Exactly.
The work that we do, it all goes back to this notion of God. And even though many of the founding fathers weren't explicitly Christian, they were all at least a deist. None of them were, as far as I know, avowed atheists who just denied the existence of God. They disagreed about the nature of God, whether or not he was involved or sort of like an absent father, but they all believed that God existed and that our rights were given to us at birth by God. So it is incredibly important if we want to uphold the West and the philosophy of capitalism that as a culture, we at least generally accept the existence of God, because the philosophy sort of falls apart if there is no deity bestowing rights upon you. If God doesn't exist, then who says that you have rights when you're born? You're just sort of matter in the universe.
Right. And private property is a big part of it. In other words, the Cold War wasn't a battle between two economic systems. It was a battle between two philosophies about the basis of what humans are and why we're on Earth, really. And of course, capitalism is an outgrowth of freedom. It just is what happens naturally if you give people freedom. As I said on my show earlier today, if you just drop people off in the forest, they would establish private property. They would establish property lines. They would start trading with one another for their mutual benefit. Capitalism is an outgrowth of freedom, not the basis of it.
Great insights there, Harrison. Stick with us, folks. We will be back after this short break with more news. Alex Jones will be hosting the show today. We are just filling in while he's fighting the info war on another front. So make sure you stay tuned for more on the other side.
In 60 seconds, I don't have time to tell you about all the incredible ingredients in TurboForce. But if you simply go to InfoWarsStore.com and look at the list of ingredients and look them up, every one of them is known to give you boosted, clean, focused energy without the letdown. We're talking up to 10 hours of clean energy per serving with TurboForce, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's discounted right now. And it doesn't just boost your body's clarity and focus and stamina. It also funds the InfoWar. So it's a 360 win. If you've never tried TurboForce, now is the time. It's got 5-star reviews. TurboForce at InfoWarsStore.com will take your energy and your clarity to the next level without the letdown, and it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So go get TurboForce today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I know you will not be disappointed because thousands of others have gotten it, and it has 5-star reviews. Get TurboForce now.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Worries Kissinger, and are we going to lose our liberties in this country because everybody from Governor Frank Keating to Henry Kissinger are calling for Americans to start living another lifestyle, to give up liberty for security, is the Henry Kissinger and Governor Keating quote, and I'm hearing it all over the radio, television.
Kissinger was asked how to get the U.N. troops on American soil back in 91 in Evian, France, in front of the Bilderberg Group.
He said that we had an outside threat. The American people would beg for their world government to save them.
The alien threat scenario has been discussed by Kissinger and others.
Publicly, they've admitted they're going to use a fake alien attack.
There also exists an extraordinary opportunity to form, for the first time in history, a truly global society of a new world order. That's what this is about.
Visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
take on the new world order by keeping InfoWars on the air.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, folks. I am Chase Geiser, joined by InfoWars host of the American Journal, Harrison Smith. We are filling in just briefly for Alex Jones. Alex is set to be in studio in any minute. He's in the other room in a meeting fighting the InfoWar on another front. But as soon as that meeting is over, he will be joining the broadcast and hosting the remainder of the show. You know, it's interesting looking at that Kissinger video that we just ran. All of those audio clips about Kissinger from Alex, from callers, those were all from 2001, I believe. So when Kissinger died and when it was the anniversary of Pearl Harbor, I believe, coming up, I can't remember if I made that when Kissinger died or for the anniversary of Pearl Harbor. I think it was for Pearl Harbor. I went through the transcripts of all the broadcasts from 2001. I created a tool so that you can search by keyword every time that word was mentioned on the broadcast, and I just pulled them all together. It is amazing how insightful Jones has been in terms of just sort of the way that power conglomerates and what the implications of that are over the course of decades. How is it, you've known Jones a lot longer than I have, how is it, do you think, that he was able to put those pieces together as such a young man? I mean, that famous clip of him before 9/11, he was 27 years old predicting that Osama bin Laden was going to be blamed, predicting that they were going to fly 747s into the World Trade Center as early as March 6th of 2001. He's 27 years old. I was so stupid when I was 27.
Yeah, well, I mean, he'll explain it. It's because they more or less tell you what they're going to do in their own white papers. I mean, the thing is that what we're dealing with now is less of a conspiracy in the traditional sense of men in a smoke-filled room making decisions in secret that then get pulled out. I mean, that get carried out, you know, in public. That still happens, obviously, but they're more public about it now. But what we're dealing with now is like a societal conspiracy where everybody has to be brought on the same page. That's why they have the World Economic Forum. That's why they have these confabs where they all come together and get on the same page, and then their instruments, their puppets, go out and carry out the orders that they're given. So they have to publish things. They have to tell each other what's next. What are we doing next? How should you respond to this next? You know, whether they call it like the lockstep document.
Or Disease X, even.
Disease X, right. They have to get everybody on the same page because it's less of a small group of people, you know, getting in a dark room and manipulating everybody else. But it's almost a nation or globe worldwide conspiracy taking place here. You know, one way to be right more often than not is just assume the world is run by insane psychopaths and try to think, if I was a crazy person trying to make things hellish for everybody, what would I do? And more often than not, that's exactly what's going to happen. So again, I think it has to do with just reading the white papers, reading the internal documents, reading the things that these people published for themselves and just didn't expect anybody else to read. And of course, he'll talk to you about his family and the history and growing up, you know, seeing it from the inside to some degree, listening in on conversations as his parents were having. But in the end, I think it's just about thinking for yourself, being a free thinker, and just going, I'm not going to take anything I hear at face value. Everything I'm being told, I'm going to question, I'm going to research, I'm going to look into. And once you start doing that, you almost inevitably come to the conclusions that Alex comes to.
Did you ever see the movie Good Will Hunting?
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorites. There's that famous scene where Matt Damon's character, who's this mathematical genius, is working for this famous professor of mathematics as part of like a probation program, basically, mm-hmm. is the plot of the movie. And you remember that scene where he walks in, he's solved the proof, and the professor's like, oh, that can't be right, because he doesn't understand how he solved the proof. And Matt Damon just snaps and goes, you have any idea how easy this is for me? And he lights the paper on fire, and he says, you figure it out. That's how it feels to me since I've been involved at InfoWars, and I'm sure this may be how you feel and Owen feels and Alex feels. After you realize the extent of the propaganda and the corruption and the conglomeration of power and globalism, after you realize what's going on, it is so easy to spot every instance of propaganda, to see right through every single headline. What's astounding to me is how difficult it is for everyone else. Their strategies seem so transparent and stupid and obvious to me. What I can't understand is how effective propaganda actually is. It works, and it's silly and dumb and obvious and cheap. Why is it that it works? It's not just because everybody's stupid, because only half the population is stupid. Everybody else is average or above.
Right.
You
right.
know, so why does it work on so many people?
It's, you know, it's a good question. It's just a question I was struggling with today, just the going, how do you, people not know what's going on? I mean, how do you get, because you'll get a parent that realizes what their child is being taught in school. The story we had today about a Canadian high school sending kids home with just literal gay pornography and just like sex toys. It's just horrible stuff. And for every one parent that gets outraged and speaks up and goes to the school board meeting, there's at least nine parents that see what's happening and go, oh, gee, that wasn't like that when I was in school. Huh? And that's it, right? Like, that's all. That's the only reaction they have. So the normalcy bias, I think, has a huge, huge part to do with it. In other words, people's ability to take something new and just that's how it is from now on. Not question how it got there and where it came from or who's doing it, but it's just that's the way it is now, and it's up to me to change my mind to fit with the modern age rather than question it or rebel against it. So I think normalcy bias has a lot to do with it. I also think that we have the issue of having to deal with layer upon layer upon layer of deception. So I was talking to somebody who really hated Trump recently, and you know, they didn't mention the trials that he's going through as if they were actually evidence of him doing something wrong, but she was happy they were happening.
Mm.
So to them, you know, if you talk about January 6th, it's not so much about January 6th. You have to go all the way back to 2015 and 16 when, you know, they were spreading lies about Trump supporters being violent at his rallies. So to these people, what's been seeded in their mind is, okay, Trump violent. Trump supports violence. Trump is a Russian agent. That gets seeded into their brains. It stays there. And so then every other lie gets built on top of that and on top of that and on top of that. So what we are trying to do in debunking claims from the mainstream media or showing how something in an article is propaganda, it's not enough just to deal with that. You almost have to dig down and go back to the root of the lie, which may have been years ago that people have internalized and truly believe now. So I think that is a huge part of, and we know that's a huge part of propaganda because the people that do propaganda can explain to you how it works. And repetition is a huge part of it. And, you know, like Russia collusion is sort of the perfect example because it's been undeniably proven to be false. It is. I mean, they've done the investigations, came up with nothing. Everything they tried to push has been proven undeniably to be false. And yet people will still get up on TV and go, well, you know, Russia, you know, Russian collusion that Trump was involved in. And you're just like, wait, what? I have to try to disprove this lie from 5 years ago because you're using it to justify your actions now. This is insane. So it's about the persistence, the repetition, and the way that even when proven wrong, they just move on, ignore it, and just act like the lie is still true.
We're coming up on a break here, folks. Afterwards, Alex Jones is going to be hosting the Alex Jones Show, so make sure you stick with us and don't go anywhere. In the meantime, make sure you visit InfoWarsStore.com. I highly recommend Turbo Force Plus. It lights me up like a Christmas tree, one of my favorite products, but going there is a 360 win because you get great products and you keep InfoWars on the air. Stick with us for more on the other side.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, folks. I am Chase Geiser, your temporary host for a little while this morning, joined by Harrison Smith. It's an honor and a pleasure to be with you, Harrison. As always, Alex Jones will be back in studio and hosting the show any minute. We are just filling in for him while he fights the info war on another front. We've got this breaking story that Letitia James is prepared to seize Trump assets, including New York City buildings. We're going to run the clip here in a minute. New York Attorney General Letitia James told ABC News on Tuesday that she's ready to have the courts physically seize Donald Trump's properties and other assets if he doesn't pay the full $354 million fine recently handed to the former president in a BS civil fraud case. It'd be so funny if they seized Mar-a-Lago and sold it and it was proved that it was more valuable than Angeron said in order for him to pay off the settlement.
That would be very ironic.
The price, that'd be wild. So let's run this clip and then we'll talk about it.
Part of the ABC News exclusive tonight after Donald Trump was fined nearly $355 million in his civil fraud case. Tonight, New York State's Attorney General Letitia James saying she's prepared to seize Donald Trump's assets, including his buildings, if he doesn't pay the money. ABC's Aaron Katursky, one-on-one tonight with the Attorney General.
4 days after a judge ordered Donald Trump to pay $355 million for a decade of fraud. New York Attorney General Letitia James says she's prepared to do everything she can to make sure the former president pays his fine, including, she told us, seizing the buildings that bear his name.
If he does not have funds to pay off the judgment, then we will seek, judgment enforcement mechanisms in court, and we will ask the judge to seize his assets.
Trump was held liable for exaggerating his wealth and inflating the value of his real estate so banks would give him low-interest loans. Trump insisted the banks liked doing business with him.
They said no victim, no one got harmed, the banks got paid back, so no harm, no foul. Why is that not the case, in your view?
So financial frauds are not victimless crimes. He engaged in this massive amount of fraud, and it wasn't just a simple mistake, a slight oversight. The variations were wildly exaggerated, and the extent of the fraud was staggering.
Trump said the penalty against him would drive other businesses out of New York.
We'll appeal, we'll be successful, I think, because, frankly, if we're not successful, New York State is gone.
But the state's attorney general told us she's not worried.
And last I checked, tourism is up, and Wall Street is doing just fine.
Okay, that's enough of this clip.
Even with an impending...
Can you imagine Letitia James sitting in Trump Tower eating a taco salad just saying, I love the Hispanics.
Dude, that's what she wants. I mean, we played two compilations today on American Journal of Letitia James before and when she first became Attorney General in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Her entire purpose of getting the office was to go after Trump, and she was not shy about it. It's another one of these things you go, how transparently corrupt can they be before somebody with good conscience or honor or just something says this is not right? I mean, she's up there giving campaign speech after campaign speech. At one point, she literally says, when I'm attorney general, I'll go to work in the office, I'll sue Trump, and then I'll go home. Like, she's like, that's all I'm going to care about. That's all I'm going to do. We will get him. We have to destroy him. I will target him. So it's not like speculation that, like, oh, this is some corrupt persecution. She announced it's a corrupt persecution. She said, she didn't come out and say, I'm going to fight fraud. Oh, look, it looks like Trump committed fraud. She said, I'm going to go after Trump. I'm going to investigate him. I'm going to look at his financial records. I mean, every aspect of this case is so flagrantly in violation of not just the letter of the law, but the spirit of the law. It's outraging. But you can almost see in watching a well-produced ABC News segment how people can fall for this. How, when they present it and you have some misplaced trust in the American system, you come away with the conclusion that, like, he had a trial, must have been a fair trial. This is America after all. And, he was committing fraud, so he has to pay for it. I mean, the way it's packaged, the way it's presented to the American people is so utterly fraudulent in and of itself. But it's well done. They have this almost just a tone that they have as if all of this is business as usual. And here's the facts, ma'am. When in reality, every single aspect of this has been arbitrary, capricious, vindictive, and just utterly fraudulent in legal terms, in my opinion. So Letitia James would love to sit in Trump Tower, I'm sure. They were getting real, real strong late Roman Republic vibes when you had prescriptions where the richer you were, the more likely you were to be put to death and have your goods confiscated. But, the fact she says Wall Street's doing great, and Wall Street in and of itself is just a hive of corruption and fraud,
massive inflation, the stock market typically goes up. Just
right.
Because the stock market is going up doesn't actually mean that the American people are doing any better. It's only doing good for people who have money to put into the stock market, but everybody's living paycheck to paycheck. Credit card debt is astronomically high relative to years past. Bankruptcies are up 20% year over year. So, yeah, if you're Bezos, things are looking good because the banks get all this money from the Federal Reserve. They had nowhere else to put it, so it winds up in these Fortune 500 stocks. Then the stock market blows up, and the politicians say, oh, the economy's doing great, but nobody's invested. I'm not invested in the stock market. I have been in the past. I had money in the market when Trump was president because I was making money and I could afford to prepare for retirement, but I'm an example of somebody that had to pull from savings in order to make ends meet during some of the rougher years of this Biden administration. So they just constantly lie over and over again. And what baffles me is how they can lie over and over again and get away with it. Then their opponents actually don't do anything wrong at all, but they're incriminated for it. I mean, how is it that the propaganda machine is so powerful, so successful, people are so vulnerable to it, that they've actually successfully married the brands of Vladimir Putin to Donald Trump? So in the minds of the left, they're the same exact person.
Propaganda is extremely effective, especially when it happens on a front like the American media landscape that all says the same thing at the same time in the same way. It gives people the impression of truth when in reality it's a coordinated lie. It's hard to understand. It honestly is very hard to understand. We saw Fannie Willis just being an embarrassing, condescending mess, and yet you go on lefty Twitter and they're like celebrating and they're like, hell yeah, you go, girl. And it's like, this woman has provably committed crimes. Letitia James, provably, knowingly corrupt. They know this.
Admitting on the stand to having committed campaign finance fraud.
I mean, it's beyond proof. They have the text messages, the receipts. I mean, everything about it, they don't care. And that's really the disturbing part, is that Americans don't care. It's either they know what's going on and they don't care because Trump Hitler, so, you know, Trump is Hitler, so, you know, whatever, who cares, we have to bend a judicial proceeding, we're stopping Hitler. So they either know what's going on and they're in favor of it, or they're ignorant to it, or like the clip I know Alex played yesterday of Kevin O'Leary talking about this, where they see what happened to Trump, and, you know, this just goes into the clip we just saw where he says New York is dead. It's people saying, I'm pulling my investments out, I can't trust New York anymore if they're going to treat Trump like this. But it's like, it's not about investments. It's not about, you know, where to put your money. It's about the undermining and absolute total destruction of the basic virtues and principles that make our country functional. So it's more than just about where do we invest money. It's about, you need to stand up to this, to stop this, to not let this set a precedent. Mm-hmm. Not for the future of businesses and fraud and whatever. Fraudulent people should be, you know, people who commit fraud should be taken to court and punished. They aren't. Only Trump is. But it's about the establishment of a system in which any proceeding can be corrupted, any judicial overreach can be justified by people who want to crush dissent by all means necessary. That's the real danger. So it kind of annoys me a little bit to hear these billionaires and millionaires are suddenly very concerned about what happened to Trump because it may affect their bottom line. We need these people. Like, if these people were paying attention or cared, they would recognize what's happening to Trump has nothing to do with the money he's being charged. It has to do with the corruption of a system hell-bent on destroying any semblance of dissent in the population. And this is the end of the republic if they're allowed to get away with this. But the billionaires on Wall Street only care about whether or not they'll be charged next. And,
sure.
And that's,
it's like,
annoying.
Where were you 6 years ago when they were lying about Russian collusion hoaxes and things like that? These are the manifestations of those actions. You're mad about business. That, where were you when the whole system was very obviously corrupt just years ago? And you were happily sort of sitting on the stand at Shark Tank and being Mr. Wonderful.
Exactly.
I'm totally with you. So we're coming up on a break here. Alex Jones is going to be hosting any minute now. We are filling in for Alex as he fights the info war on another front. In the meantime, I do want to take this opportunity to talk to you a little bit about TurboForce Plus. Make sure you visit InfoWarsStore.com to be the reason that we are still on the air. I like all the products at InfoWars. Some of them are more relevant to me than others. One of my favorite things about TurboForce Plus, similar to BrainForce Plus or BrainForce Ultra, is that these are an example of supplements that you can take and literally feel your state of mind change within 20 minutes or so. You don't have to take it for 2 weeks before it kicks in. You don't have to establish it in your body. This is a way to improve your life literally in minutes. Order now at InfoWars Store.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.